Warsaw Uprising Monument. Next to the court building, there is a monument commemorating the Warsaw Uprising, unveiled in 1989. The Warsaw Uprising was the most tragic moment in the history of the city during World War II. During the Warsaw Uprising, over 150,000 people died. Most of the destruction of Warsaw is due to the 2 months of the uprising and the post-uprising period. The fight broke out August 1st and fell on October 2nd, 1944. Even though the fight was fierce, unfortunately, the old town fell on September the 2nd. Some residents evacuated through the sewers, which is represented on the monument to the left. The main part of the monument depicts the beginnings of the fighting, a symbolic exit from the underground. You may be surprised that insurgents are not a regular professional army. They are mostly young people, often casually dressed. They have armbands on their shoulders. This is not visible on the monument, but the armbands were in the colors of the Polish flag, white and red. Some of them wear soldiers' helmets, some of them don't. Sometimes they carry a rifle, sometimes a bottle of gasoline, sometimes nothing. On the right side on the wall, as well as on the tops of the columns behind the monument, you can see the symbol of Polish resistance, the so-called kotwica, which means anchor. P stands for Poland, and W stands for fighting. It was painted on the walls and the other places as a symbol of the Polish struggle for independence. In our headquarters, the Museum of Warsaw on the main Old Town Square, you can find an unusual portrait of the foreigner, Varsovian by choice, who took part in a fight. August Agabola O'Brown was a jazz musician born in Nigeria who came to Warsaw from London in 1922. He played the drums in local jazz bands, settled down, and started a family. As Ali, he was a participant of the Warsaw Uprising and fought in the south of the city center. He survived the war and emigrated with his family to London at the end of the 1950s. His history is situated on the margins of the uprising's male narrative. Anyway, Warsaw Museum reclaims his history as a part of Warsaw's mosaic. We tried to show you what a phenomenon the reconstruction of the old town was, and of course, we are extremely proud of this unimaginable effort and its miraculous results. But if it wasn't for the war, the whole process wouldn't be necessary. The reconstruction of the old town can serve as an example of how to deal with such reconstructions. However, we wish no one ever has to go through such an experience, nowhere in the world.